December 22nd. Marked. Also it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. Revelation 13:8. 250 words, 15 more or less, is what we are given to write each devotion. Not near enough space to launch into an eschatological rant on what I believe that these verses mean. I'll leave that to experts, or those who think they're experts, in end-time studies. I'm less concerned about being marked with the name or number of a beast than I am with being marked with Jesus. Ephesians 1:13 says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." When I believed, I quickly repented of my sins and was baptized. By Christ's death and my response to His love, I have been assured of the forgiveness of my sins and the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. I will not fear the present or the future, for I have been marked by the blood of Jesus and sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Thank God for marking you in the blood of His Son.